started just, I'm going to call it a couple housekeeping rules, mainly for the three of you. Restrooms are outside the wall here. There's one on the end of the hallway and one right across the hall here. There is for everybody in the room water back in the cooler if you need a bottle of water. If I can get Natalie to move over to her left a little bit, we're well within the current CDC restrictions as far as the 6 foot spacing. So I'm going to go ahead and if you wish to remove your mask, if you need to get up and move, we're going to have to put them back on. As long as we stay stationary, we're fine. So I'm going to leave that to your personal discretion. But what we're about to begin is a workshop session, and we'll title it an orientation for newly elected council members in particular, and also for our new mayor, Peck Kendall. So, again, what we've got here in the room today is pretty much the leadership of the town of Berlin as far as the municipality. This is a very informal session. It's designed today for everyone in this room to share a lot about their department, a little bit about themselves, and it's the main onus of this today is to educate you to some degree. This is probably an eyedrop on the face of the earth, the amount of information that you need, but it's going to be something to get the gears going. There is no intent today from anyone in this room to overload you in any way, form, or fashion, so please accept that. There's going to be a lot of information that you're going to be given, a lot of paper, a lot of communication. It's two-way, so that's very important. So I want you to get something out of it, but I'm sure you will, and I believe that before the day's over, that everybody back here is going to get something out of it as well, not only from you, but also from the group here. So with the department heads, I've asked all to be here today for this session. Once we finish up the very first part of this program today, department heads are free to go. Once we finish up going around the room, as I call it, and giving the new council and mayor the opportunity to ask any questions should you have any. Once that's done, you are free to go or you're free to stay. I'm going to leave that to your discretion. The folks that are not free to go are the ones that are pretty much on the agenda, and I think we know who that is. It's Natalie, Mary, and Kelsey. But Kelsey, you can come and go as you need as well.
Sorry, I've got to get packets ready for all time tonight. So, I might be in and out.
So well, I'm not trying to shortchange anyone in the process where I'm telling folks to go, but today is, again, just a broad overview of things. Are we going to be all-encompassing? No. We'll do the best we can, but I think it's a good idea to gather all of you together and get you all on the same page. That way everybody's got the same information, same knowledge, if you will. Then you need to think, then come back, and then ask us what you need to do. Okay? So the first thing that I'm going to give the elected officials, I'm blind as a bat without my glasses, and I apologize, is a copy of the changed as of yesterday, our organizational chart. As I said, it changed yesterday. And why did it change? It's because we actually added a new police officer yesterday. So I think that's important. Yeah. So what I'm going to do, if I can borrow yours, okay. The very first page is the broad overview of the structure of the town of Berlin. Okay? And it breaks it down by department, both the enterprise funds and the general fund deposits. Folks that are on this as well, if you take a look at the first page, we're just going to say a page at a time. Again, this is in no particular order. So what I'm going to do at this point, legal counsel is the esteemed Dave Gassel. Okay? So I'll let Dave say a few words.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dave Gaskell. I've been the town attorney for 14 years now, and I want to give you very briefly what I do. I typically will draft any ordinances. I review all contracts, leases. I give legal advice to the mayor. I give legal advice to Jeff. I give legal advice to the members of the council. Feel free to call me if you have any questions anytime, or you certainly email me. That's really about it, what my duties are. I would like to mention one aspect of your coming service is that on occasion we meet in closed session, and we're only allowed to do that for certain, if we're going to discuss certain topics like personnel matters, or we need legal advice, or we're going to purchase or sell a piece of real estate, or we're negotiating with a company and we're going to discuss our negotiating strategies, goals. And the reason I bring this up is when we meet in closed session, it means just that. You cannot, after the meeting, divulge anything that has been discussed, be it with your spouse, your significant other, your best friend. You can't do that. And I can't stress enough how important it is to keep in mind that when we meet in closed session, you cannot divulge what we discussed. Are there any questions?
Okay, so what I'm going to ask is, as we go through this process, if you want to jot down questions that you may have for a specific individual, unless it's something burning your anger that they say you didn't understand, I'd rather wait until we get everybody to do their part, and then you can go back and ask specific questions. I think that would keep it a little bit cleaner today. Okay. So next on the org chart is an individual. If you take a look at the, she's off to the right, the assistant to the mayor. That's Joanne Unger.
I also have been working here 14 years, and Mayor Tindall is my third mayor. So I've had to work with other folks that, you know, different personalities, so you get to know your person that you're working for. I thoroughly enjoyed the time that I have been here and enjoyed working with everyone that I have. You know, we've seen a lot of things come and go. I think one of the highlights of my time being here that I thought was most enjoyable was when we won the coolest small town. It was very exciting. We all pulled together as a group, and it was a fun time and brought a lot of people into the town. Obviously, things do change, and we've also had our challenges, especially now with COVID, so things do change a little bit as far as the events. Responsibilities, I will work directly for Mayor Tindall, but I also would like to get to meet and know you folks as far as the new council members. I think this is the first time we've ever had three new council members at the same time. So it would be interesting to be able to sit down with you a little bit and answer any questions that you have. I'm responsible for anything that comes into the mayor's office, whether it's verbal calls that come in, also any inquiries, any correspondence. I have to set his calendar for events, and you'd be surprised how many people would like the mayor to be in various events. There are times when the mayor may have a conflict of scheduling, which means I have to call upon one of you to possibly fill in and go to an event or meet with a group of people if the mayor is unable to. So getting to know you and your schedule, and you getting to know me and mine and their schedule, will make it easier for me to, you know, just check with you and see if you're available. So I also support the town administrator when he needs me. And the staff as they need them. So that's basically what I do. And as I said, I've been here 14 years and I'm thoroughly enjoying every bit of it.
What Joanne said, just my 11 years of knowing Joanne, she brings in an extraordinary set of skills, and those skills are her ability to interact with people. So she does very well for what her role is with the town.
I will also say she's been a huge help through this transition. There's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes. to realize, sometimes myself included, so thank you.
And sometimes things happen very quickly, so you have to fix that quickly.
Okay, if we would turn to page two of the org chart. Page two, that's pretty much all the general fund and then any of our contractual organizations that we deal with. So what I'd like to do now is I want to share a little bit. The structure itself, it's in place. It's been effective. We created a new role, and I want to preface that. We created a new role about a year ago. Kelsey Jensen was hired here as a administrative assistant, then she became by title a town clerk. And then with the restructure, once I assumed the town administrator role, he had not filled the administrative role. It's kind of been absorbed by big chunk of it by Kelsey, but her role has changed. She now serves as the administrative manager, so I'll let Kelsey take it from here.
I started in 2016, so we're going on 5 years next year. I started as the admin assistant for the town administrator and then became the town clerk, at which time I got certified through the Maryland Municipal Clerks and the International Institute of Municipal Clerks for, I mean, certified municipal clerk. So there's some training and stuff that went into that. And then, like Jeff said, once roles changed, I did take the human resources aspect as well, and we kind of encompassed all that into this admin manager role. So I've enjoyed it. It's been challenging, you know, learning all the new stuff. I was out on maternity leave during our first open enrollment, which would have involved me. So I'm looking forward to this spring will be my first full open enrollment experience. And I'm very thankful that Jeff is still here and able to help me during this time. So, I guess I prepare mayor and council packets, do the minutes, any paperwork that goes with that, just bring it all together, process payroll, open enrollment. I'm here for human resources aspect for employees. Lots of little behind the scenes stuff. We handle the Public Information Act requests that we get. I'm looking forward to seeing what this open enrollment holds, and looking forward to learning more from Jeff. I told him, you know, I do want to get certified through SHRM and become a certified human resources person, and I'm looking forward to moving forward with that. So.
And your biggest concern for the next 3 to 5, biggest challenge that you foresee for the next 3 to 5 years is what?
Well, I'd say that short term, it's more of just still learning. I'm still learning every day. Every day something new comes up. I've met with two of you so far, and, you know, even in our time meeting, I had to pull Jeff in and explain some things a little bit better. So I'm still, honestly, right now, it's still just learning everything and managing it all. And right now, that's my biggest challenge, is still pulling all that together. So.
Next in the org chart, we'll slide over to the right. That would be Mary Bolden. She serves the role currently as Deputy Town Administrator. That title is about like Kelsey's, about like everyone's in here. There's a lot of stuff that you don't realize that goes with it. So I'll turn it over to Mary.
Well, most of you are familiar with me through the election process, which is one of the main things that I do. But just to give you a little bit of history, I've been with the town since 1991. So next year will be 30 years. In some ways, I feel like the town of Berlin is kind of my family business. My husband was a police officer here. He was injured in the line of duty and retired as a result of that. I started off in the front office, bringing in utility bills, answering the phones, and that sort of thing. My job duties have changed. New duties, are those duties passed on to someone else, or they faded into oblivion as things do over 30 years. Mostly what I'm dealing with now is the Parks Commission, the election, obviously. The website, Code Red is a big part of what I handle. I do some grants administration, not as much as I used to, but still do some of that, and of course, other duties as assigned.
Right.
Some of the things that I'm particularly proud of that I've accomplished over the years, I was a big part of having the town code recodified. It had been in the same format for many, many years, and we undertook, along with Dave Gaskell, having that, hiring a company to take our old town code, condense it, reorder it, make some sense out of it. I've been intricately involved in the website since its inception. I mean, literally, I've gone from a computer that was a dummy terminal on my desk with a black and green screen to the internet. I've seen quite a change in the town. One of the main things that I would like to impart to you is keep in mind that people don't always understand that as new council members, you are not magically granted knowledge the moment you are elected. You have a lot to learn. Please don't hesitate to ask questions. And please don't hesitate to feel like you can't say to your constituents, I don't know the answer to that. Let me get back to you. You're probably very slowly realizing there's a lot more to this than maybe you had thought. Just ask questions, please. For all of us. That's about it.
The four individuals that have spoken at this point, they are the only four folks in the leadership chain that have a reporting structure of zero. They have no one that reports to them. So that, I'm just letting you know that Dave Gaskell is Dave Gaskell. Kelsey's Kelsey, Mary's Mary, and Joanne's Joanne. They have no subordinates. Okay? So we now go to page 3. We're in the finance section. Finance director is Natalie Soleil. And I'll share this. I was going to call her Nancy, I don't know why. But Natalie and I, well, matter of fact, just a point of reference, Natalie, myself, and Tim all started pretty much at the same time frame. So, but they are senior to me, based off tenure. Okay? So I'll turn it over to Natalie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As Jeff mentioned, I have been with the town pretty much the same time, and I have a work family of 5. Finance department consists of myself, senior accountant Rondell, and fiscal specialist Shirley. You're all across the hallway here, and you're, of course, more than welcome to visit each of us and talk and introduce yourself. I guess you will have time to do that later. Also, we have billing department. I have billing supervisor Melissa, and 2 customer service, Michelle and Blakely. Blakely is in the maternity unit right now, so you don't see her downstairs. So finance department have so many roles. We work closely with each department individually, and of course trying to assist everybody as needed with any questions, processing the checks weekly, do all the daily reconciliations, accepting all the payments downstairs, reading the meters, but I can give you all the details later as we overload right now. So the biggest thing that I want to share with you is when I have started here, the financial records and system were a little bit out of order, so I guess our biggest accomplishment as a department to have everything in order. We have reconciled statements. We haven't had any comments from our third-party auditor for the past 5 years, so our financial audited statements are completely clean and compliant, and I would like to have them keep going forward in the same way. Also, we have reconciled a balanced budget, and as a finance department, I would like to work to promote that budget further down with GFOA, Finance Officers Administration, to receive an award. That's my goal in the future. Also, we have implemented a big brain, Kyler software, I believe 5 years ago, and it's unlimited opportunities for expansion, so I would like to keep going and growing with the software. There's so many modules and possibilities, so I would like to work on it as well. But you're more than welcome to step by, ask any questions. If you would like to discuss something, give me a phone call, email, or Jeff, if you would like to set up a meeting. The door is always open. It is basically open communication anytime. So, welcome and thank you.
Thank you. Just a tidbit that I'll share with one of Natalie's employees that's currently out on maternity leave. There's a void down there. So what we've done, picking on Tim for a second, one of our linesmen apprentices just came back from surgery, so he's kind of restricted on what he can and can't do as far as duties. But Tim's been gracious again to basically rent that employee, sublet him, if you will, where we need him. So very capable young man, so he'll help out downstairs when needed as well. He's limited on what he can and can't do. But he can answer a phone, and he knows how the town operates. So we're getting ready. When do we do bulk pickup? Soon, right? So there'll be a lot of phone calls with bulk pickup. He can help out with that as well. So we've got to do a light duty. You might see him later, hopefully not up here, hanging from the outside of the building. But he's going to actually wash and wipe some stuff for us today. We're trying to keep him occupied, as I call it.
Correct.
Right. So again, I thank him for that. Then we get into our police department. I think everyone's well aware that we have a new police station across the highway. If you want to do a night and day comparison, when we get done here, let me show you Arnold Goldbigs, as I call it. You will be amazed with the night and day difference. And you'll probably ask, how did they even function in the space that they had downstairs in Town Hall?
Jay did get a tour of that yesterday, so I think he was quite shocked by how.
So I'm going to turn it over to the chief.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm actually a veteran of the town of Berlin, 29 years. 18 of those as the chief of police. We're staffed with 14 officers when we're at full capacity. 5 civilian staff, 3 part-time civilian staff. I've had an opportunity to go ahead and oversee the town change from chief maids that they're sitting on the Atlantic Hotel in Rockland for an hour and a half, and the actual belief of him with the 6-man staff, make sure that they always see you. He will go ahead and walk in the back door, then walk in every business and go all the way through. When the town was up there, roughly just under 3 square miles, that was easier to do because there was no doctor's office, no hospitals, no high school, no middle school. A blink of the eye, we go ahead and they're at the hospital, the schools, and all of the actual auxiliary offices across from BIS. With that, we went up to 15 people, and again, we say today that we're at 14. We go ahead and see recruiting new officers as an issue. Not just for us, it's for law enforcement. I went ahead and made the statement, the state of Maryland will be looking for 1,000 correction officers and police officers 2 years ago. Guess what? We're way behind, and we're looking for more than that now. The climate of the world, of the country, definitely goes ahead and makes that job more difficult. Locally, people look and say, do you want to be in Berlin? Do you want to be in Ocean City? Don't want to be in Berlin? Do you want to be at the sheriff's office? Would I go to Kokomo over Berlin? And retirement and those sort of things make the end decision. How we have there kept people, gotten people? Well, the big thing is I've hired 7 people in a recent history, and out of those 7, 5 have taken pay cuts to come here. We have to go ahead and sell ourselves. We have to go ahead and sell the town. And I think everyone in the room does a good job at that. For us, we have to go ahead and say, we'll have a better schedule in Ocean City. We won't have you working every day, 6 days or 7 days during the summertime and those sort of things. We'll go ahead and say we'll train you and educate you better than anybody else. Millennials have a mind that want to go ahead and be challenged and switch and switch and switch. So for us, we have 3 canine officers. We have a TSU unit, traffic safety unit, that reconstructs accidents. He is actually, and that's Lieutenant Trishman, he's been in Wicomico County over 5 times as gives them the feeling that they are actually growing and making, helping other people assist inside of what they do. Retention, that becomes an issue too. Once you go ahead and have a group of people, you train them, and I can go ahead and put somebody in the academy today, in 3 years, they're going to be worth almost 2.5 times what I could for a minute. Other departments that see them and say, if I grab him, I already know what he can do, or her, and I don't have to go ahead and put him in the academy and spend a half a year, $38,000 to $40,000 to try to train him, and then take a year. So the sheriff's office has actually been one of the major group contributors, and they hired over 12 people that we did have. We are feeling we have to go ahead and at least be similar to them, and if not on the same playing field, something close to it. The more of a divide we have, the more we're going to get gobbled up. And those are some of the actual concerns in the recruitment and retention. When we speak of the projects, and we can say capital is the police department means nothing if you don't have anybody in it and you don't have the equipment to do the job. The police department is only a temporary spot for the patrol officers and my little home. Other than that, people are moving in and out, and the job they do does not consist around a police department that, again, the taxpayers did not pay for. A lot of people have no clue that, again, it's in finance, the property was bought by revenue from the casinos. With that said, our belief, the strongest thing is the community support that we get. The people on the street, they're coming, talking to us daily, supporting us with gifts and those sort of things to say they appreciate it. That goes a long way. In the last 3 years, the first year they went ahead and said, capital expenses, we need to go ahead and cut those back. The last 2 years, no capital expenses. That's infrastructure. We're going to have to sooner or later pay and catch up. We have had a 5-year plan for the last 20 years. Folks said, well, we need to get a 5-year plan. Got it. It says that we need to go ahead and replace the vehicles here, this year. We need to replace guns here. And when we don't follow those things, we know it's going to be a day when it's going to be a big expense and you have to buy it all at one time. So that's a little bit for us and the direct communication. You are your citizens. Any information that people knock on the door is the information you can come in and ask anytime. If you have a question or concern, I shouldn't hear it from the diocese. I should actually have to hear it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it becomes an issue. So when you want to say something out loud, we already know what the answer is going to be. It's going to go ahead and show the public that you had a question and concern, and I'll have a time to go ahead and have an answer for it. If you go ahead and surprise me here, it's not going to be good. If you surprise anyone else here, it's not going to be good, because the answer is not going to be something that you want to hear all the time. When it comes back and says, why did you do this? Well, the mayor said, that's not a good thing. To go ahead and say, well, Jeff, what they're told us, that's not going to be a good thing. Especially when you could have had the answer a week before. If it's a true concern, we wouldn't wait 2 weeks to go ahead and address it. And on the other side, if I have a question, I'm going to Jeff like the next day, and he others should filter it up. So those are the things that we go ahead and see moving forward that we can go ahead and really work on. We know that the House of Delegates, the governor's office, they're going to mandate for us to do a whole lot of things. They're going to tell us we got to do it, and they're not going to give us the consent to do it. So we're going to have to go ahead and continually be ready for
want to give you the broad on as well, and that will correct me on the timetable. But the infrastructure that the chief has with the new police station, that, that is being paid through casino monies, revenues, assuming with the assumption that casino revenues stay consistent, the payoff on that 7-8 years from now.
5 to 7.
5 to 7, okay. Just to give everybody that idea. Next is Public Works, and our superintendent of Public Works is Mr. Daly.
Good morning, how's everybody?
Good morning.
Good. Public Works is in charge of garbage pickup, recyclable pickup, cutting grass, taking care of the parks, road repairs, street sweeping, and the bulk pickups and all. I came to the town of Berlin 16 years ago. When I got here, our facilities were pretty antiquated. The buildings were in pretty rough shape. About 10 years ago, we went to automated garbage pickup, which was a big help. And over the past few years, in-house, we've done repair on our buildings and facilities. We have gotten some new equipment. Our goals for the future are to continue repair of our facilities and buildings, hopefully get some better equipment, and also to provide more services for the citizens of Berlin. Thank you.
And I want to just commend Dave as well. The last probably year and a half, 2 years, he and I have gotten fairly close, I think it's a fair statement. Dave, I think, does a fantastic job. He's a good sounding board to go to, so I do appreciate everything that he's done. Next, we have the planning department and the planning director, Dave Enghart. Before Dave gets rolling, one of the things that I asked Dave to have available for you is sitting in front of Natalie. You won't need your glasses to read it. I want you to have the big one. But it's a big blow up. I'll just have to pick it up when they leave. That is a blow up of the annex portion of the town of Berlin. Okay,
you want it?
Yes.
It's a small version.
There you go.
And also the just resilience element. There's a summary there of it that Jeff wanted me to give you. These are upcoming issues.
But you can take the big map home and put it on your wall, and you can see it.
Yeah, oh, it's because you can't really see the street names on the 8.5 by 11, but the large one you can. So you say, well, here's my house right here, that's my zone. Or if you have constituents asking you what they can and can't do in their zoning district, some of the stuff's hard to remember. I haven't got it memorized, the whole code, so I often have to look everything up. And like Mary was alluding to earlier, if I don't know, if my favorite thing to say is, I don't know, but I will get back to you, or I will find out. So please do the same. If you have questions or constituents asking you in your districts, or anywhere on the street, on the phone, get in touch with me and we'll try and get them a clear answer. Jeff kind of framed this to us when he was putting this session together, what our biggest accomplishment was, our biggest challenge was. For the planning department, it's the same. They're one and the same. Is to continue with any permitting, any development that comes along, whether it's commercial or residential, in the best interest of the town. And it's always a balance. It's a fine balance that we have to worry about how it's going to affect the town in the future. I can rely on everybody in this room as one of my teammates, I always call it, because everything that we decide on a permit or a future development coming along, whether it's a commercial piece of property, getting a new store on it or a new facility, it's going to affect Jamie because we got to supply water and sewer to it. It's going to affect Tim because he's got a power. Going to affect Arnold because he might have to send officers there or worry about entrance, egress, access. It's going to affect Dave. He's got to pick up the trash there. He's got to make sure they don't bust the curbs and the driveways. projects, you have their best interest at heart, like everybody does in this room, that there's nothing to replace that. So I think just trying to keep what's best for the town in mind is our top priority, and that you can always count on me to try and do that. I know in meetings we've had on any growth or development through the years, I've been here August, just this past August, it was 7 years. We have saved the town, I believe, hundreds of thousands of dollars just by when we meet on pre-development and we meet on projects. If the street has to be open for an electric line for Tim, Jamie says, wait a minute, can't we put water and sewer while the street's open before we pave it so we don't have to open it up and repave it 3 years from now because a water line failed? And that's the kind of cooperative situation we deal with every day, every week, every month, every year. So I want you to, if you have ideas, share them with us. Our job in the planning department, we have quite a few hats to put on, Carolyn and I, and I want to commend her. I couldn't do my job without her. And it's just the two of us, and we do all the town enforcement for zoning, including the height of grass, and
chickens,
vehicles without tags on, you know, disabled vehicles, trash, you name it. That the enforcement is probably the least rewarding aspect of our job, but it is an important one. And I've had people all the time tell me that, I don't know what you're doing, but the town's never looked better. And then the next phone call I get is, are you doing anything about this? So you have to take each one with a little grain of salt. And sometimes we're used as the weapon, you know, and I will caution you about that too. Two neighboring people or have whatever war they got going on, so they'll call us to say, you know, this tree is hanging over my yard, what do I do? And we'll talk to your neighbor about it. You know, it's really not a code enforcement thing, but we get brought into it all the time as the weapon. And I don't like to be used as the weapon, I like to come to a solution. I don't like drama. And I hope that if you have these type of things in your role, share it with me and we'll talk about it and we'll get the constituents involved, the homeowners involved, and we'll try and settle it. It's not always hitting somebody with a sledgehammer. A lot of times there's a common sense, reasonable approach we can work it out. We have quite a few boards and commissions we deal with. One thing I would say, we have the Board of Appeals, we have the Board of Housing Review. The Planning Commission and the Historic District Commission are probably the two most active. As far as the Planning Commission goes, a lot of their function will be to make recommendations to you as the mayor and council. That's the way our code is written. We often have public hearings on different issues, and their motion is to recommend or not recommend an issue to your body, to the mayor and council. We then would hold another public hearing of the mayor and council to take up that recommendation. So a lot of times I try and give you most of the time, a heads up of what's going to hit the planning commission, because eventually you're going to, you know, in a month's time, if the advertising goes smoothly, the legal advertising, they'll have their public hearing after 2 weeks of advertising. The next available mayor and council meeting is often after 2 weeks of legal advertising. Your chance to decide, is their recommendation proper? So a lot of times I give you as much heads up as we can. We have a lot of pre-issue or pre-development or whatever the issue is going to be. We have we started up a technical review committee about 5 years ago. We started it up so that we can get the issues out of the way and make it easier on everybody. We talk about it first when there's a concept plan or something that, as far as rezoning or annexation or any of the planning issues, we try to talk about it as many times as we can, and you'd be surprised how many problems we head off before they become a problem. And again, always have the town's best interest at heart. And any of these projects, development projects, ensure that the town is not paying for any of these improvements. The private developer pays for it. I can't stress that enough. If that's not palatable to the applicant, we're sorry, but we're not going to, you know, take on any added burden to the taxpayers simply because they want to build something there on their private property. In planning and zoning, Dave Pitelli, I consult with Mr. Gaskell quite often for code interpretation. He's very experienced in these matters, and he has worked with the county and its own practice. I'll bounce things off him quite a bit just for his interpretation. I would ask you to do the same with me. If you have a question that you're not sure, please call, and I'll get you the right answer or what we think should be the right answer. You know, I'll talk to Jeff, I'll talk to Dave, I'll talk to whoever's involved. That's the way we do it. No be-all, end-all with an answer. We try and come up with a common-sense approach to all of it. It's not always strictly the code. If we can help someone to do it within our code, that's our goal. There's a reason the codes are there, whether it's a building code or whether it's a town zoning code. There's a reason that they're there. There's mechanisms to appeal it if necessary. But just yesterday I was talking with Mr. Nair, and he said, well, we haven't, you know, he's on currently, on our Board of Zoning Appeals. We'll have to
get me off.
We'll have to name him replacement, Zach, when you get a free moment. Or if you have any candidates, let us know. But he said, well, we haven't met that often. And I said, well, that's a good thing, because that means that our code is working, our decisions are working where someone doesn't feel, I've been wronged, I need to appeal that decision. So, you know, I take pride in that. You know, when there are issues that have come up legal that need to be appealed, more often than not, it's because someone wants to do something that the code of the town is not crystal clear on, and they feel like there's some pathway to accomplish what they want through the appeals process. But I think the less that I think Mr. Nair was right when he said that. That's a good thing. Means we're doing something right. So, again, you know how to contact me. I know you all personally from previous. Welcome you all aboard, and welcome to our team, because that's the way I always look at it, our team, and you're on our team now, and I welcome you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave and Carolyn, if you don't know, they're located in the planning building, which is east of Town Hall, just across the parking lot out here. Okay. Next is the electric utility, Tim Lawrence. Just to share, Tim has two physical locations. He has the power plant on William Street, and then he has the substation over at Schoolfield. And then all the poles in town, and all the transformers, and all that, and all the lights. So I'll turn it over to Jim.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to hand this out if I could, and I'll talk about this after I'm finished speaking. What Jeff is passing out here is a rate comparison that was just done here recently between us, Chop Tank Electric, and DeMarva Power. And I'm going to speak about this after I'm finished talking. I'm also going to give you my business card. It has my cell number on the back of it. That way, if, say, there's a power outage in the middle of the night and you're wondering what's going on, you basically call me back.
Stay where you're supposed to be. Yeah.
All right. I'm glad I can breathe now. Just want to give you a little history on the department, myself, and the employees that work in the department and for the customers and the mayor and council. In 2008, administrator, which was Tony Carson at the time. And there was a lot of issues going on with the electric department. And the two main issues were reliability and the cost of electricity. And I was basically brought here and hired to help fix that issue. The first thing that I fixed, which was within the first year or two with the help of the department and the town, and having the money to do it, was fixing the reliability of the system. Prior to me arriving here, from what I understand, the electricity basically went out every day around here. And that was a big issue. And when I talked to the crew about it and the town manager, crew tried to explain to me that that was normal. Well, I've been in the business 30 years prior to coming here, and I was like, that is not normal. You don't have an issue out here on Powell Circle that takes out the entire substation, okay? So the first thing I did is I came in and upgraded the relay system, the breaker system, and the substation, which eliminated that. So when you have a problem, say out on one street, if there's a sectionalizing device, it only takes out that area versus the entire substation. That's the way it's designed to work. So our reliability was improved, and then the next thing was the affordability of the rates, which if you look at the chart that's in front of you, on an average 1,000 kWh that a resident would use, back in 2008, for example, it was $179. If you look at it, today in October of 2020, it's $122. So you can see how much it's reduced. And if you look at the graph, you can see where Delmarva Power is and Chop Tank is related to what our rates are. And then if you go to the back page and look at the graph, you'll see that Chop Tank and Delmarva Power has actually increased, and the town of Berlin has decreased. In 2008, 2 years prior to when I came here, from what I understand back then, the town was actually looking at selling the electric department, and what happened, they let their purchase power agreement lapse. So basically, they were at the mercy of the market. They didn't have an agreement in place because they were trying to sell the department at the time, which was basically, I guess, voted down against selling it. So I was brought here to help straighten out the rates, straighten out the reliability of the system, and that type of thing. And you can see where we were at in like 2008, and now you can see where we're at in like 2019 and 20. So we're actually going downhill. Our rates, there's several factors that contributed to the lowering of the rates. In 2013, we became a member of what's called AMP, American Municipal Power Association. In 2010, I started pressing the town manager to join a group, basically that lobbies for us on our behalf for purchase power contracts, and they give you a better bargaining tool, basically. So by joining that group and joining PGAM, and then with the help of Booth Associates at Raleigh, North Carolina, which is our consulting firm, the town of Berlin Mayor and Council, and then also our utility attorney in Washington, D.C., Jill Barker, you can see where our rates were at back then and where we're at now. And that was all leveraged through becoming a member of AMP, becoming a member of PJM, which they control the transmission congestion from getting the power to the Eastern Shore and that type of thing. So by leveraging all that together, we were able to lower our rates down. A lot of customers in town still don't understand that to this day. We still get complaints that people think we have the highest rates in town. And what they base it on is during the winter and summer months, during peak times, your air conditioner runs longer, your heat runs longer. Well, that means the more kWh you use, which in turn is what's called a PCA charge that goes along with it. That also increases your bill. And that is all determined on if you keep your heat at 78 degrees. If you keep it up at 78, the higher the bill is going to be. Same thing with air conditioning. So the biggest thing I feel is that how we got there, and where we're going. Okay? Our rates are actually locked in through like 2025. So we know where we're going to be at up till then. Okay? Now there's other factors that go into that, which are transmission, congestion charges, that type of thing during peak shaving, which we peak shave during the winter and summer months, and we also use what's called Code Red. I'm sure you may receive that on the Code Red system if you're a member of that, part of that. And what that does, that actually saves the town money. I think we saved like $97,000 this year just on the Code Red voltage reduction at our substation. Peak shaving at our plant actually saves the town about $550,000 a year by peak shaving at our plant. That basically, how that works is during peak demand times, say that the demand is really high, say the town is at 10 megawatts, and say we generate out of the power plant at 6 megawatts. So that means for 4 megawatts is what you're paying the high charges, the transmission, congestion charges, versus paying it for the whole 10 megawatts. So that reduces the amount of money that we have to pay for the power that we purchase. And the plant saves the town a little over $500,000 a year by doing that. Okay. The future goals of the department, as I foresee in the next 10 years, is infrastructure, keeping up with the maintenance and the, you know, the building of the system and that type of thing. As load is added to our facility, our substation, we have to grow with that. Like, a good example is our substation is rated for about 20 megawatts. Okay, during 2015, we were at 15.3 megawatts. So that's telling you we've got a margin there of a little less than 5 megawatts that we can expand the load on the substation. So at some point when we get up there, we have to think about, okay, we need to start upping the capacity to carry whatever future load is coming. Okay? That's where I see, and one of my big projects that I would like to see, which some of you all should be aware of, I think, Jack, you are, the new natural gas engine was installed at the power plant. We have other engines that are, one was built in 1961, the other one is built in 1978. Those are diesel engines, the new one is natural gas engine. At some point in the next couple of years, I would like to see two other engines that are now down, basically, they were diesel engines, be replaced with natural gas engines, which are Caterpillar engines. One thing is the environment. These are tier rated engines, federally rated, so they already pass the emissions that are required for federal and state, so there's no stack testing involved in those engines. They burn cleaner. They're better on the environment, and each one of them engines will save the town about $200,000 a year in rates to the rate payer by installment. That's about where I'm at. Thank you.
Well, there's a quiz later.
Yeah.
Kim's going to send you a quiz.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The next department is our economic community development. And the department head for that side is Wells. And before I turn it over to Ivy, I'm not taking anything away from any department in town at all. Everybody is very unique in themselves. But in my professional opinion, the job that she does for this town, there's a lot of X factors involved. She pretty much steers the ship, if you will, for all the folks that occupy downtown, the businesses is what I'm getting at. So, unique set of skills to do that, and I think Ivy does a fairly good job, if not a great job at it. So, I'll turn it over to Ivy. And she's located at the Walton Center. Okay, if you know where that is, just next to the deli on South Main Street. Okay?
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good
morning. Thank you for saying I do a fairly good job. I think I may be the only director that actually lives in town. I started in 2014, right after the town was named the American School Small Town. So when I was brought to Berlin, it was my job to make sure that we lived up to that. As you know, once an accolade is given, people want to come here and they want to see, okay, it's American School Small Town, why? So I had to make sure that we maintain that. When I got here, we had several vacancies downtown. It was my responsibility to try to fill the vacancies. The Crab opened shortly after I started. Art in the Fields opened as well. And today I'm happy to say that we have 100% occupancy rate downtown. Since I've been here in the last 6 years, I've helped 35 businesses open. And that's just the downtown area, which is a lot for a small town of about 4,500 residents. One of the things that I take pride in while I'm... Jeff asked us to give one of our best, biggest accomplishments, and it was so hard for me. I started asking my friends, I said, well, what do you think? What do you think I do for the town, and what would you say is my biggest accomplishment? And each one of them had something else. Well, when I got here, our social media presence was pretty much zero. I took over the Facebook page in 2014. I didn't really take it over, but I assisted with the Facebook page. We had 1,700 fans on that page. Now we have 17,000. I think that social media became the new town center, the new town square where people weren't going out. They were wanting to see what was happening. So if our social media presence wasn't updated, then we had to maintain that coolest small town aspect. And in order to get the information out to everyone in the country, locally, and in the world, we had to have that. One of the other things that I did was I claimed our TripAdvisor page. I created a Google presence for us. I'm kind of on the spot here. I had some things that I was going to say, and let's see. I represent the town in a variety of state functions, Department of Housing and Community Development. I write grants to help pay for the things that the taxpayers don't have to pay for. And a lot of these things, they're not told to me. No one says, hey, you know what? I think we really need this. Can you do this for us? With my job, I'm walking downtown and I see that the trash cans, we really need some new trash cans. So then I make that presentation to the town administrator and say, hey, we could really use some new trash cans. Is it okay if I seek out some grant funding and be able to apply for that and get new trash cans? So that was one of the things that we did. When there was a parking problem, one of the issues that came up was, well, people really don't know where to park. So I thought, well, maybe if we had some better signage around town, and I know that we really couldn't afford to buy new signs, so applied for grant funding for that and received it and helped pay for new signs. I am the liaison between all the other nonprofits and the town. So when the museum wants to put on an event, they'll contact me and say, hey, you know, we have an idea, and I'll meet with them and then go over it with mayor and council and with our town administrator also. Two of my biggest accomplishments that I'm really proud of is helping local residents open businesses downtown. And two examples of that, Cassandra Brown, she started out as a volunteer at the Welcome Center. That's the other thing that my department does. Allison is, I wouldn't even call her my administrative assistant because she's my teammate. And she and I work together and we run the Welcome Center and the Ambassador Program. And we do most of the graphic design, and anytime you want to know what's going on downtown, you look at a rack call and we're responsible for that. We're responsible for the merchant map and most of the ads that run the paper for the events. But,
Sandra Brown.
Thank you. So Cassandra, she started out as a volunteer at the Welcome Center, and one of her jobs was, if there was something going on in So she would call all the business owners and let them know what was going on. And then eventually she started working for Unabella Salute part-time, and now she's actually the owner. So it was such a pleasure to work with her and be able to help her live her dream of starting as a volunteer, then as an employee, then actually owning her own business. And the same thing with Toby, that there's so many things that happen in my department that I could set a schedule for the day, and I have no idea what's going to happen that day, and my schedule usually goes completely haywire. But Toby would come in and he would say, you know, I'm kind of thinking about opening a business. What do you think? And working with him and to where he was then and to where he is now, working with Shelley Greer, who owned the building that he started in, getting facade grant funding so he could redo the back of her building and turn it into a business, and then for him to become so successful that he actually moved on to Main Street, and now he's extremely successful. Both of these individuals are residents of the town, and they own businesses here. I've got two pages of things that I wrote down. Since I started the town, we've received over, I think it's 27 awards since 2014, the most beautiful town, the most charming town, and a lot of that is done by phishing sites, and they search the internet, and they look for keywords, meta tags. I'm very big into search engine optimization. And they'll search for things, and Berlin comes up on all of these things, so obviously we get picked for these because we have such a great presence online. A couple people came into the Welcome Center a few weeks ago, and they were from Lytton, Pennsylvania, who had won that American School of Small Towns before us. And they said, after a couple of years, we were dead. We did not have the same amount of success as Berlin. What have you done? We are part of the Maryland Main Street program. That, if you want any more information about that, ask me. We're an arts entertainment district. I run an enterprise zone program here for businesses and the tax credits. When COVID hit, I was hoping that it wasn't, and it didn't turn out to be. That was going to be the complete detriment of our business community. The businesses shut down, restaurants shut down. So did a lot of research and assisted with the business owners and helped them apply for grant funding, helped them come up with creative ideas to keep people coming downtown, family-style platters for the restaurants to be able to offer curbside pickup, work with the restaurants to create outdoor dining options. So a lot of what I do is in here. I don't really have anything tangible. I don't need a new truck, and I don't need anything like that. But a lot of that, a lot of the stuff that I do is in here. And the challenges that I think my department's going to have in the next couple of years is obviously COVID. Some of the things that I'm looking forward to is adding more outdoor dining options. Obviously, parking downtown is an issue. I know that we've been talking about the tourist train for many years. I would love to actually see that as more of a rails to trails project instead of a tourist train. I've spoken about that before. I think that the town needs more outdoor activities and things for people to do and gather outside. And so that's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
And I want to say this because I think it's important. We're going to take a break and then we finish up with Jamie, first of all. But everyone in this room, I mean, I don't care who you talk to, some folks, the way they show enthusiasm is one way, and some folks show it another way. And I can tell you that of everybody in this room, everybody's enthusiastic about their departments. But I can tell you what, that Ivy speaks highly and is always, I've never heard the humdrum, as I call it, when he writes in the past. She's always full of energy, and I think she does a very good job of promoting the staff. So, next is our Jamie Lashman with Water Resources. He is an interesting person to find. So, his infrastructure, his big infrastructures, are the two water towers, the wastewater treatment plant over on Bottle Branch,
But then our two spray sites, out at Liberty Down and Irish Guy.
I know they say the best for the last, but I do have a couple old, this doesn't even touch what we do. That's just a very, I started in 2000 with the town. I took over as director about a year and a half ago. Everybody was talking about our most important goal. We did a lot of underground work along with Tim, and I think Tim might echo this, but my most important goal is every employee who goes home safely to their family. I think that goes for everybody. I will say that I hope I'm speaking for everybody, but I love coming to work every day. I wouldn't get to town at 6 o'clock to be, don't have to be here until 7. We have a great bunch of people here, wealth of knowledge. Down at the wastewater plant, the average person that has license has been here, I'm going to say 10 plus years. So there's probably over 150 years worth of knowledge. I mean, Marvin Smith, which is superintendent of water, 1985, he started 36 years. I think he's the second longest employee in town right now. Bernita's number one, which works for Arnold. So I'll make it short and sweet. Roughly there's 1,908 water connections in town limits, 47, which we feed to the county. Everything else for sewer is in town. So a couple things a lot of people don't understand about the wastewater is the town of Berlin is the largest spray facility in the state of Maryland. Everybody else usually has a point discharge. Our point discharge is our land application. We got one of our biggest goals was getting the wastewater plant out of the critical bays. That's a big, big plus. I mean, I know the way people look at the money and stuff, but that was before. The other big critical thing, the submerged gravel wetlands on Graham Avenue, I think that helped a lot of people out on Nelson in that end of town. I know there's a lot more infrastructure stuff we need to do. The town maintains three wells, drinking wells, production wells. One's at 240 gallons, 480, and 960. We have two water towers. The Franklin Avenue, which was just painted interior, was 200,000 gallons. The tower on 346 East over by the dog food plant is 250,000 gallons, and they're actually in the process of painting it as we speak. There's roughly 28.5 miles of 2-inch to 12-inch water mains in the town. That's not including the 1,908 connections, which are range from 3/4 to 2-inch also. So that's just water mains that run down the street. Roughly 250 fire hydrants, which I was kind of floored by that the other day when I was writing this, and we counted them. And I counted them three times, and I was like, I'm missing something. I didn't think we had that many. Town also maintains 13 lift stations. As Tim can say, our biggest goal in the next 3 to 5 years is we need to upgrade some of our lift stations. That our infrastructure is aging. We all do have to be rebuilt after time. Pretty certain, Arnold's had two knees. I mean, we have to be rebuilt. The stuff has to be rebuilt. I mean, we have motors and pumps that run 24/7 that, 30,000, 40,000 hours later, they need to be rebuilt. So, I mean, it's the same, after a while, electric lines, they're 24/7. I feel that a lot of people don't understand it. When they turn their spigot on, they get water, they flush the toilet, it goes away. But there's stuff that goes on, we're the unsung heroes, I could say. Because nobody realizes what goes into making sure they have that water. They can flush the toilet. They put that light switch. They have lights. I really wish the best of you all. I think we really wish that you would come out and see the town's other places. We maintain two spray sites. One's 1,000 acres. The other one's 500 acres. Wastewater treatment plant. It's 10 years old at the time it was built. It was probably the most advanced one. I still wish you all would come out and look at it and see what you signed up for to see, when budgets come around, when we present stuff, at least you all have an idea. I'm not going to keep you long. This is just the top of the iceberg. I could go on for hours and hours, but I really wish you all would come out one day. If you want to get up with Jeff, it would take you probably a half a day to see everything just the wastewater side. And water side. The rest of it might, with Tim, you could probably schedule a day just between the two departments. But I feel that you all would, it would really be beneficial if you've seen what we, the town's infrastructure and the, what we do day-to-day basis, plus the extra work that we have to do. You know, I will say that the oldest lift station in town, roughly 1940s, so, you know, we still work with that, and we're surviving, so I wish you all would come and take a look and see what everything we have, and you know, this is, everybody said this is our team, this isn't my team, this is my family. I always have all you all to lean on to when everything happens, so it's the team, but this is my family. I come here every day, I'm here more than I'm at home, so you all are my family, so welcome to the family.
Thank you. Before we go on break, the two documents that I passed out to you folks, one titled Water Treatment Plant Capacity Management. That is, that's showing you the last 5 years of flow data. And then the statement packet, if you take a look at pages, I think it's two and three, that actually gets into what our best guess is on conversations that we've had with folks around town, in town, outside of town, as it would relate to EDU capacity. So just giving you an idea, we're not going to get into all that.
The first one.
Can you give it to me? Okay, you've got it ready. Is that on?
Okay.
So that said and done, before we go on break, what I'd like to do is put the council, the new council, on this hot seat. And you've heard a lot from the department heads. And I guess just briefly, if you all, and I'm going to start with Mr. Orris. Just share with the department heads what your expectations are going forward and how can we help you.
Well, first, since I'm not going to move my area, I'm going to take my mask off here real quick. I want to thank the mayor and thank the department heads and Jeff for putting this together. This was actually very informative, so I'm really excited about this information. But I guess just a little bit about me, as you can check out my website. No, I'm just kidding. A little about me, I moved to Berlin 14 years ago, and I've been here ever since, fell in love with the town and the people and the charm. I'm very excited for the new responsibilities and opportunity here as a newly elected council member. It was kind of hit on earlier, a brush upon about being a team, and that's how I'm kind of looking at it as well, is we're all in this together to serve the residents and the people of Berlin. So that's how I'm approaching this opportunity, to work with everybody as a team, and I'm available with questions, concerns. If you don't have my cell phone number, we'll get it to you. And I'll get everyone's cell in my phone as well. And I think I did say it in a forum, I do ask a lot of questions, and I don't want that to come off as maybe if I text you with a question as trying to interfere or micromanage or anything like that. But if I have a question, it's usually just to clarify something in my head or someone's asked me something and I don't know the answer. So I do want to take an opportunity in the future, in the next couple of months, before the new year, hopefully, to meet with you individually and tour the facilities that we have. I haven't been to all of them. And I would like to look into that a little further and delve in there and, of course, ask questions. So, and then just kind of putting a bow on that, I think that through my experience professionally and just being around, communication is the key. So questions either way, work the best. If I have a question, I'm going to reach out. And if you have a question, please reach out to me. So, we're in this together. So I'm looking forward to it, and thank you all so much for taking the time today to orient us.
Mr.
Nurr. Sure. My name is Jay Nurr. I'm a 20-year resident of the town of Berlin, and certainly this is a town I absolutely fell in love with. During my 20-year time here, I've had very little interaction with the town officials, the town department heads. And after hearing everything I've heard today, it's truly inspiring. This is one outstanding team. I mean, the the town is very fortunate to have all of you as part of the staff here. And I look forward to working with you, to learning more about your individual departments. I mean, Jeff enlightened me yesterday as to how a lot of you function and what you do, and I was very, very impressed. So I thank you all. And Jamie, I like what you said. We're a family, and that I think that sums it up best. We are a family. And we're all going to get work together and have a bright future for Berlin. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Nichols?
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Definitely learning things about the different departments. I guess coming from education, and even just in my own head, knowledge is power as far as I'm concerned. Knowing is the key. So learning things from every department is a great thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Shanika Nichols. Ah! I've lived in Berlin for most of my life. I'd say 95% of it. I only left to go to college and that kind of thing. Met a boy married and brought him back to Berlin. Pulled him out of Ocean City. And he loved Berlin too. So, yeah, raised a family right here in town that continued on from the family that was already here, and we love it. Now I have a few adult children and some grand, well, one now coming with me. But they love the town too, and they want to stay. So, being the parent, you're kind of thinking, how do I, you know what I mean, introduce my young adult children into what I already love? Well, they like it too, but on a different level. So, learning the town from the inside out is a great thing. And I don't know if you know this, but some of you here, I'm the kind of girl who will knock on the door and say, hey, I'm Shanika, what are you doing there? So that's how Dave and I have met, because I just walk in and say, hey, how are you? What are you doing there? That's how I was. I don't necessarily do that at the police department, but that's me downstairs with these ladies and Mary. I think I've called you more lately than ever in life. And Kelsey, I mean, I think we've met and Zach anyway. But that's me. So hearing that we can come and tour the wastewater and, yeah, take that tour and see things, I'm excited. I can't wait to do that. And the electric, that really had me hyped. Listening to all these things, that's exciting to me too. So,
yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Did I miss something? I could be long-winded, so I'm going to cut it down. For me, I think what I'm learning as of late is how to be quiet and listen, being a parent of adult children and listening to the community. With questions that I may have as of recent are going to come from those people, the young adults, because I guess I've got some of those in my own world, and from the people that I work with in public school. Everybody has a question or a concern, and from the moment that they found out that I was interested in representing part of our community in this whole town of Berlin, everybody has called or stopped by or texted or stopped by my room at school or in the cafeteria and said, hey, so now that you're elected, how are we going to fix this? How are we going to work on I haven't even been sworn in. I saw that last night, so what are we going to do today? Slow down. Let's find out. Let's see. I'll learn and I'll pass that on to you. Or listening to their questions and bringing them to you. So a lot of the questions that I will have, that I do have, are definitely coming from, be it my coworkers that I work with or the families from this, that come into my school or my own personal young adult people. So, I mean, I'm personally excited. I can't wait. I'm canning that down a little bit. They told me I need to be a little more conservative and quiet and listen more. So I'm trying. Yay.
I'd like to say something, being this is live stream for the folks that are watching. You know, I've heard you all, and I've heard everyone I hear say, you know, if you want to see what we're doing, you want to know what we're doing, pick up the phone, come see me. That invite is not only to the three of you, but that invite is to the citizens of this town. So just want to make sure folks had heard that. Okay. We'll take a break.
Yes, but I would like to say that being in your shoes not so long ago, the biggest thing that you can take advantage of is everything that the department heads have said. Get in a vehicle with them, go tour. It makes a huge difference when it comes time to evaluate budgets, evaluate requests. It's one thing to see it on paper. It's a whole other thing to experience it in person. And the other thing, I think Shanika just touched on it, the way that I look at my role as a council member, yes, you run in a district, but once you're elected, you represent the whole town. The decisions you make affect people that live in all the districts. So take some time, learn from one another, spend some time in some different districts